a welcome to the Godly Woman podcast. This podcast is aimed at equipping and encouraging women on a journey with God. I'm your host, Monique Lake Phillip, and it's so good to be with you all today. Thank you so much for joining me on yet another episode. Guys, I'm so excited for this episode. I had an entirely different episode to talk about. I planned out a whole entire message to share with you guys today, and God was like, no, share this instead. So I just love when God changes my plans. I don't know about you guys. I mean, like, yeah, some people get upset when God changes their plans, but I'm like, God, you know what? All for your glory, all for your honor. So we're rolling with it today. Today is actually very cool. Like, the last time I spoke to you all last week, it was hot. Like, in the last episode, it was so, so hot. And then only to find out after I recorded that episode, that was the hottest day in 2023 so far. Like, it was crazy, crazy hot. I was literally sweating, and I'm somebody who don't sweat. I literally felt like I was, like, burning up. Like, it's insane how hot that day was. But anywho, today is actually very cool. Like, we had a lot of rain last night into this morning, so it's so cool. The sun isn't even, like, the sun is there, but you can barely even see it or feel it. It's just a very cool, chill. Today's Tuesday. Yes, I almost forgot. Actually, wait, what day is mommy brain? Okay, today is Wednesday, okay? Today is a lovely Wednesday. And guys, we are almost to the end, right? We have one more podcast episode until the last of this season that you guys are going to hear from me. Yeah, so this season is ending next week, Monday. And I am going to miss you guys so much. I know you guys will miss hearing my voice. But listen, I literally have, like, met so much episodes. Y'all could just go back and tune in if ever you miss my voice. I will be back hopefully in January 2024, but yeah, we're closing down to the end of season 3, and it's gonna be an awesome one. So today I'm gonna talk about purpose in pain. Right now, a lot of us, we don't like pain, right? I mean, obviously, like, pain is very uncomfortable. Pain is, we don't feel good, right? When we are in pain, we feel horrible. We feel like, you know, pain is never a good thing. But God was telling me there is so much purpose in pain. Like, sometimes God is going to carry us through painful moments, painful situations, where we can see that He is really God. And it's crazy, because how are we ever going to really know and have a personal relationship with God and know His character and know exactly who He says He is if we never go through any pain, if we never go through any trial? And sometimes, a lot of us, we love being comfortable, right? We don't want to go through anything painful. We don't want to have to ever feel any sort of discomfort. So we do all that we can to run from the pain. We do all that we can to protect ourselves and to shield ourselves from the pain, when if we actually go through that pain, on the other side is purpose, on the other side is the blessings of God, on the other side is victory, on the other side is triumph, on the other side is peace and joy, right? We see pain as, like, a bad thing. We see pain as, like, a horrible, negative thing. But pain is actually, once used by God, is actually a good thing, because it births purpose. And that is what I want to share with you guys today. There are some of you, and now I want to share a little disclaimer, right? I don't know who I'm talking to in this message, but I feel so convicted that this is for somebody out there. But I want to share this disclaimer. There's nothing wrong with having a mentor. There's nothing wrong with having friends that you could have pray for you. There's nothing wrong with having a circle. But some of you, you are too dependent on that circle. You're too dependent on that mentor. You're too dependent on everybody else. And you're not dependent on God, right? You're constantly going to your friends with every problem that you have. You're constantly going to your pastor. You're constantly going to your mentor. You're going to your parents. You're going to everybody. And God is telling you, it's time to stop sucking your mother breath. That probably came out however it came out. But listen, it's time to wean, right? It's time to stop being breastfed. And I want to let you know, this message isn't going to be a soft, cuddly message. Like, I'm going to say it blunt, exactly how God wants me to say it. Time to eat solid food. Time to start to eat meat, time to eat solid food, and stop breastfeeding, right? Stop being breastfed. Some of you need to hear it as plain as day. You need to go to God. You need to figure things out by yourself with the help of God and the Holy Spirit. But you are constantly, constantly going to people. As soon as you have a little issue, instead of you trying to figure it out on your own, you're calling people. And honestly, like, this could be a trauma response, because if you grew up in a home where you were babied up a lot, or where you never really had to make a decision, right? You weren't ever independent in your home. You were just constantly given the answers. You were constantly given the solutions. As a child growing up, your parents constantly put out what you would wear, what you would eat, what you would do, everything, and never made you make a decision. This could be a trauma response where you don't feel confident making a decision. You always have to ask everybody else before you make a decision because you feel like you're going to mess up. I want you to know it is okay to mess up. I want you to know it's okay to fail. I want you to know it's okay to make a mistake. I used to be that person, right? I used to be the person who was terrified of failing. Now, I literally fail so many times and I'm like, you know what? Move on. Lesson learned. It's fine. It is okay. Like, it's okay to fail. You are going to fail. Like, literally tell yourself, I am going to fail and it's okay. It's not as if, like, you want your life to be a failure. It's not as if, like, you just want to program your mind to be a failure. It's just the fact that as soon as you accept that on this earth, you are going to make mistakes, you are going to mess up, you are going to hurt people's feelings sometimes, you are not always going to be a perfect human being, you are not always going to be who everybody else wants you to be, you're going to feel, you're going to make mistakes. Even the Bible says it, right? All of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We will continue to sin as long as we are in this flesh. It's fine. It's okay, right? But it's not okay when you just stay there and you don't ask for forgiveness and you don't repent. Like, obviously, no, that's not what I'm saying at all. I am saying that you need to just come to the realization that being an adult means failing, means making mistakes, means messing up at times, means not getting it right. Like, that is fine, right? And you need to be strengthened. You need to be stop, like, being coddled, like, too much. Like, I'm not saying anything is wrong with having friends, having a support system, or anything like that, but I'm saying, like, some of you are so dependent on others with making decisions for you. And God is trying to put you through pain. Like, God is literally trying to put you through that season where you may see it as pain. That probably didn't come out right, right? Like, God is trying to put you through pain. But think about Job. Think about Job. Job went through so much pain. Like, his body was literally, like, on fire. Like, he had boils all over his body. That was God putting Job through pain. Believe it or not, right? That was God putting Job through the test, putting Job through that painful, uncomfortable situation where he lost so much. But at the end of it, purpose was birthed in Job, right? Think about the children of Israel. They would have gone through so many things before they reached the promised land. And a lot of it was because of their disobedience, like, yes. But I'm saying God is going to put us in uncomfortable situations to build our purpose. I think about Moses, right? Moses was in a place where he could have been comfortable, right? He could have stayed there. He was in the palace getting nice food and nice treatment. Like, he could have stayed there. But there was something, like, bubbling up inside of Moses, where he knew he had to save his people. Like, and it's crazy because, like, he grew up in a palace. He grew up with the Egyptians. But he knew his identity and he knew his purpose was to save those people. Even when it was comfortable. Even though he had to go through pain. He had to go through pain in order to reach that path where God was able to build purpose within him. And that is what I'm saying. God wants to build purpose within you. God wants to do so much within you. Like, your giftings, your talents, what you are meant to do on this earth. Like, God, he wants to fulfill that. He wants to fulfill the promises, but you are too comfortable where you are. You are too clingy unto others. You are not independent. You're constantly going to people to pray for you all the time. And yes, there's power in prayer, but you need to also know how to pray by yourself in a room. Like, listen, like things are going to be happening in your life where you need to learn how to pray. You need to know how to pray. You need to know how to call on God. You need to know how to hear God's voice. You need to know how to be a strong Christian in the faith, a strong believer in Jesus Christ without constantly calling on Sister Susie and Sister this one and Sister that one. Like, there is so much purpose in having that friendship and having that circle of people who can be there with you. The Bible talks about wisdom and asking counsel and stuff like that. But at the same time, that can be an idol, right? That can literally be idolatry. What is idolatry? Anything you put before God is an idol. Your friends can be an idol. That WhatsApp group with all your friends where you're constantly going to every single minute because you can never go to God on your own, that can be an idol. And I'm not knocking that. Like, there's purpose in that. There's greatness in that. But at the same time, God wants you to go to Him in, like, alone, by yourself, in His presence, where He is going to reveal certain things to you, right? I want to read Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5. It says, "Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departed from the Lord. For he shall be like the heat in the desert, and shall not see what good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in a wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited." It says, "Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is." Your hope should be in God. Your hope should be in God. And I want to also talk to, I spoke to the person who is constantly going to people, right? And could never go to God by themselves. But I want to talk to the mentor. You, the mentor, meaning it could be a parent, it could be a friend, it could be a sister, it could be anybody, right? Who, you have this person in your life who is close to you, who you love very much. And you feel as if you have to protect this person from pain. You feel as if you have to protect this person from ever experiencing any hate, any disappointment. But I want to let you know, you are literally preventing that person from fulfilling their purpose in this world. You are preventing that person from being who God wants them to be. Imagine if Moses' mom actually told him, "Listen, you need to stay in our palace. You're comfortable there. Don't move from there. Don't do anything that could jeopardize you being there," right? Stay in that palace there, because she is afraid that he would be killed, or she's afraid, like, Moses would never be who we knew Moses to be, because he would have been taking the counsel of someone who was using their fear as a way to shield him but preventing him from fulfilling his purpose. Do not use your fear to block somebody else from fulfilling their purpose. And I want to pause and say it again. Do not use your fear as a way of blocking people from fulfilling their purpose, right? There is purpose in pain. A lot of times you see people and you try, you can see what is going to happen, right? It's almost like you can see that, okay, this person is going to be hurt. Like, in a relationship, sometimes you might say, okay, this girl is in this relationship, she shouldn't be in this relationship. Like, I know this is going to fail, this is not going to work. Like, you can just see it, right? There's certain things you can just see. It's plain as day. Teenage love kind of thing, like, you know, you see that all the time. But do you know, even sometimes in failed relationship, purpose is fulfilled. There are a lot of failed relationships. There are a lot of, and I'm not glorifying that, I'm not glorifying failed anything, but I'm saying, like, if you try to constantly control people's life and you constantly try to be God in other people's life, they are never going to see God for themselves. They are never going to fulfill their purpose. They are never going to be who God called them to be. Who God calls somebody to be could mean they're walking through hell. They're walking through trauma. They're walking through pain in order to get to the other side to be who God called them to be. There are some people who will go through so many things, but guess what? It's going to be for other people. It's going to be a testimony that will break the chains off of other people's life, that will break the bondage off of other people's life. There is purpose in pain. Stop trying to stop and prevent people from going through pain, because by you doing that, you are blocking people's growth, you are blocking their development, and you are blocking what God is trying to do in their life. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but I know I'm speaking to somebody here today. Let people start to eat solid food and get them off of breast milk. right? Let people make mistakes. Let people fail. Let people try new things. Like, let people live and pray for them. Pray for them, right? That's all you can really do sometimes. Pray for them. Sometimes we try to talk people out of making decisions because we feel like, yeah, they're going to fail. They're going to mess up. But what if God wants them to go through that situation for a reason, for a testimony, to show himself strong, to show himself as God? Like, you don't know what God is doing. Like, imagine if somebody tried to stop what God was doing in Job's life, like try to stop the pain, right? Imagine if somebody was just trying their best, like, to stop Job from going through what he went through and stop him from going through all the pain. Like, God was doing a work in Job's life, in the pain, in the hurt, in the disappointment, in the frustration, in all of it. Job didn't even understand it, but God was at work. God was doing something. And I want you to know, God is at work in the pain in your life. God is at work in the trauma. God is at work in the disappointment. God is at work. Even when you feel like all hope is lost, even when you feel like, what next? Even when you feel like this is just too much, like, know that God is not going to give you more than you can bear. God is at work in the pain. This message is for me as well. Because none of us on this earth love to go through uncomfortable situations. None of us on this earth love to feel any type of pain at all. But I want you to know, God is doing something. God is at work, right? God is at work even in the midst of the trials, even in the midst of all the disappointment. There's a scripture, I was searching for it, and for some reason I could never find it, and I wish if I had actually wrote it down somewhere. But there's a scripture that talks about God's judgment, and it spoke about the fact that he is going to judge people. He is going to cause a plague to come. Sickness is going to come. Poverty is going to come. But that is his judgment. And there's purpose in his judgment, because at the end of the judgment, people are going to be refined like fire, right? He is doing our work. Even in the pain, he's doing our work. And God is going to say, God says in that scripture, he's going to judge those that intervene. He's going to judge those who try to help the sick. He's going to judge those. And that scripture blew my mind. And I am so upset that I didn't write it down. Because you always think about the fact that it's good to help people. I mean, yes, it's good to help people. But you never know what God is actually doing in somebody's life. Like, you never know what God is trying to show people. Like, some people, their hearts are so stubborn that it takes judgment of God to really change and transform their heart. It really takes a judgment of God. It takes them literally going through hell and back for them to really, to save them. And it's mind-baffling, because it doesn't make any sense. Like, why would somebody going through pain save them? Like, but it doesn't make sense, but then it makes perfect sense. Because, like, some people, they really have to go through things in order to be where God wants them to be. In order for them to be positioned in purpose, and for them to be positioned where God wants them to be, they have to go through hard seasons. They have to go through painful moments. And we on the outside could never really understand. It might be like challenging for us, especially when God is like, don't intervene, and it's like, but God, this person is in pain, but God, this person is suffering, but this person is like going through so much, and God is like, don't even lay a finger on them. Like, think about Job again. Job is literally sick. He has his boils over him. He is in pain. He's crying. He's mourning. He lost his children. He lost his income. All of these things. And God is like, don't even touch Job. Like, leave Job. I'm doing a work in him. And yeah, to the normal person, it's like, God, you're doing a work in Job. But he's like, he doesn't look that good though. And that's the thing. Like, sometimes when you're going through pain, you may not look 100% good, right? Like, pain is uncomfortable. You're going to feel it. You're going to see it on somebody. But God is a God of... words can't even describe how awesome he is. But even in those moments of pain and heartache and suffering, like, at the end of it, you're going to be refined like fire. You're going to be like pure gold. You're going to be tried. But at the end of it, it's... like, you are going to be refined. right? Nothing is going to be able to shake you. Nothing is going to be able to break you. Nothing is going to be able to move you from where God wants you to be. I think about people like powerful speakers that you can think about today, and the fact that they would have gone through so much pain. But where they are today, if they did not go through that pain, we wouldn't know them as who they are today. Their testimony would be non-existent. We would not be blessed by their testimony. We would not, like, some people are literally walking in freedom now because of their testimony. Some people are literally changed and transformed and walking in their purpose and calling and were saved and were sanctified because of the pain of somebody else, because of that testimony of somebody else. So, one, stop trying to prevent pain. I know it's hard. And two, stop trying to save people from pain. Like, some people really have to go through certain things to be who God called them to be and to fulfill their purpose on this earth. I know that probably is mind-boggling. I know it probably doesn't make any sense at all. But we need to trust God, and we need to trust the plans that God has for us. Many times when you look at the children of Israel, right? God would have carried them through so much. I'm going to find that scripture, actually. So I'm going to most likely post this on Instagram. But anyway, so there's a scripture that basically says, the children of Israel, they're going to go through what they're going through. But guess what? God, at the end of it, is going to refine them. God is doing a work. Yes, they're going to go through pain. Yes, they're going to go through suffering. Yes, they're going to go through hardship. They're going to go through all of those things, but at the end of it, God's purpose is going to be fulfilled. At the end of it, they are going to be made whole. They are going to be transformed. They're going to be delivered. Like, they are going to be set free. God is going to do such an awesome work in their lives, even though they're going to be going through pain. They may not understand the pain. At the moment, it's going to be very hard. It's going to be hard for them to go through the pain. They're going to be questioning God and all of that, but God has a plan for them, even in the midst of the pain. So I'm going to find that scripture, and I'm going to share that with you guys. So again, I really want to pray for those of you women that are listening. I pray that God give you the wisdom to make decisions that would be able to be in alignment with his plans for you. I pray that God gives you wisdom when it comes to counsel and asking certain people for advice. That God will give you wisdom, right, in who to ask and who to ask to pray for you. And that he will also give you wisdom to not ask anyone to pray for you at times. Like, there are seasons that you are going to go through where God just wants you at his feet alone. He doesn't want you to be making a phone call, sending a text. Like, he wants you to be sold out to him completely, to be at his feet, to be, whether it's weeping or praying or crying or whatever it is, like, he wants all of you in his presence alone. And you're not alone, right? His angels are there. His Holy Spirit is there with you. Like, there are seasons that you are going to go through where you would need to have that strong relationship with God, because no one is going to be able to make that decision that you are going to have to make for yourself, right? I want to remind you guys again, sometimes in life, we try to make the best decisions, and there isn't anything wrong with that, but there is a problem where we try to depend more on ourselves and on our own wisdom rather than depending on God. And that comes from this perfectionism that some of us have, right? Where we don't want to be seen as a failure by other people. We don't want to be seen as, like, you know, somebody who ever made a mistake. Like, we want to portray this false persona of being like this perfect person when that is just not true, right? All of us, we make mistakes. We're going to make mistakes, like, and it's fine, right? But we have to come out of that perfectionism mentality where we just want to make the right decisions all the time. We just never want to make a mistake ever. And I want to let you know that by doing that, you're literally blocking yourself from fulfilling purpose. Because a lot of times, like, there is, like, purpose comes after the pain. And that probably sounds contradictory. It probably doesn't make any sense. But just think about the fact that what Jesus had to go through. Jesus, he is like the perfect example of purpose comes after the pain. He died on the cross. He was whipped. He felt all the pain, right? He was crucified. He was like all of these things that Jesus had to go through. But guess what? If Jesus did not go through those things, do you think we would have been where we are right now? Like, think about the crazy world it would have been. Like, would we have even have a world? Like, Jesus had to go through pain. He died on the cross. He was crucified on the cross. And after all of that pain, his purpose was bettered. Now he is the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He sits at the right hand of his Father. And we are saved. Like, he did all of that for us. Like, through him, we are saved. Through his name, there is so much power in the name of Jesus. Demons have to flee. Darkness have to flee. All in the name of Jesus. Can you imagine if his friends or his mom or his dad or his family, those close to him, try to stop Jesus from going through that pain? It makes sense, right? Jesus was innocent. Jesus didn't do anything wrong. Jesus was pure. He was holy. Imagine if they tried so hard to stop Jesus from going through pain. Then we would have been lost, right? We would have been so lost and Jesus would not have fulfilled his purpose. So sometimes you're trying so hard and as parents, like, I think this message might hit us as parents even more because as a parent, you want to protect your child, right? You want your child to never experience pain if they don't have to. Like, you want to just protect your child so much. But by doing that, you can literally be stifling their purpose. By doing that, you can literally be preventing them from fulfilling purpose. And I have nothing against homeschooling. This is just an example. Like, if you want to homeschool, fine. If you don't want to homeschool, like, fine. But I think praying before homeschooling your child is so important. Like, literally go to God and like pray and ask God, because homeschooling is like a popular thing now, right? Everybody wants to homeschool their child, but by you homeschooling your child, you can literally be preventing your child from being a light in the darkness. Like, literally, we are salt and light. We are supposed to be light in the darkness. Like, what if your child was supposed to go to that school to share the gospel, to bring people from bondage, bring other little children from bondage, and be a light, even to teachers, right? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, again, I'm not, like, knocking homeschooling or anything, but that's why it's so important to go to God for every single decision. Like, every single decision when it comes to your child. Pray that your child's purpose will be fulfilled and that God is going to guide you and help you and give you the wisdom to know exactly how to train up your child, exactly how to, like, every decision that you have to make for your child, that it should be in alignment with their purpose. Because you don't want to homeschool your child when God wants your child out there to be blazing the trail for Jesus. Like, come on. You don't want to be pulling back the purpose of your child. So this word, it hit me hard, to be honest. I don't know how you guys might take it. It probably came across a little aggressive, but I feel like it needed to be. I feel like it really needed to be aggressive because some of you guys, you need a wake-up call, right? You need a wake-up call. Like, you have literally blocked so many things from happening in your life that was the purposes of God because of counsel that you would have gotten. Because the counselor, in their mind, it was like protecting you. It was like the best decision. But no, it was actually removing you from fulfilling purpose. And that's the thing. Like, that's why it's so important to go to God as it relates to your life. Because sometimes we as humans, yes, you might be a prophet. Yes, you might be able to hear from God. But sometimes that fleshly nature would kick in where you want to protect somebody. Where instead of giving the person a prophetic word from God, you give the person a word from yourself. Because in your mind, you are protecting this person from pain. You're protecting this person from heartache. You're protecting this person when God is like, no, I don't want you to protect this person. I want you to let this person follow me. And by following me, by following me, it means that they are going to go through this pain, but at the end of it, their purpose is going to be fulfilled. Like, listen, I want to remind you guys, heaven is home, you know. We try to build our life on this earth when we don't even, like, heaven is home. So yes, you might go through the pain and the purpose, and you might be going through it for a long time. You might be going through it for years and years and years. But at the end of it, know that purpose is going to come, and God is going to fulfill purpose in your life. So I don't know who this word is for, but stop going to auntie, nenen, cousin, brother, whoever for advice on your life, and go to God, right? Because they might want to protect you, and that's fine, but guess what? They're stopping you from fulfilling the purpose that God has for your life, which is only going to happen once you go through pain. So I hope this message has been a blessing to you guys. I know it was a blessing to me. It was hard to share, right? It's very uncomfortable to share, but I know it is needed, and I know it is for somebody there. So guys, we are almost at the end. One more episode to go, and we're going to be at the end of season 3. This season has been fire. Like, listen, if you have not tuned into the very first episode of this season, like, what are you doing, my sister? Like, I want you to rewind. And you need to go and listen to the very first episode of season 3 because it was a lot in a good way. A lot in a good way, right? So, next episode, I can't even say what topic it's going to be because God might change it around, which I'm always excited for. So, you just have to stay tuned. And it's the last episode, so I know it's going to be pure fire. So, yes. Thank you guys again. I love you guys. You all are like my besties, right? I love you guys so much. Thanks for all the support, and until next time, bye-bye.